Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our psychology unit for today. We're going to be talking about things that go on in the mind. And in today's lesson, we're going to be talking about eating disorders, the dangers of eating disorders. Maybe you have one. Who knows?
Yeah, I know that mostly women have these, but every once in a while you'll hear about a guy who has an eating disorder. It affects women more because we're so concerned about how much we weigh, what we look like. So we're going to be talking about a couple of different types of eating disorders. I'm sure some of the folks out there have heard of them. Bulimia nervosa is the official name of this disorder, but there's also anorexia, which Karen Carpenter, a really popular singer long ago, she died of anorexia. She got so thin, which is sad because her voice was beautiful. I think she was only like 32.
Yeah, and she was actually a good drummer, too.
Yeah.
You don't see that too often in women musicians or female musicians.
But
in any case, yes, that is a cause for concern here because a famous person actually did suffer from an eating disorder. So it could happen to anyone. So let's get to it, everybody. Let's talk about the dangers of eating disorders. Let's read the entire contents of our lesson right now. Alicia skips breakfast, not because she has no appetite or she's pressed for time, but because one less meal a day means fewer calories to worry about. For dinner, she drinks diet soda to calm her hunger. Alicia is obsessed with her weight, making certain her 170-centimeter frame does not weigh over 40 kilograms. In societies that value thinness, it's no surprise that people often worry about their weight. For some people, these concerns are taken to such extremes that they develop eating disorders and begin engaging in abnormal eating habits. In fact, an estimated 30 million Americans suffer from eating disorders at some point in their lives. Such disorders can affect people of any age, sex, race, or social class. There are three major types of eating disorders: anorexia nervosa, bulimia nervosa, and binge eating disorder. People with anorexia nervosa have an intense fear of gaining weight and therefore are completely consumed with their weight, the calories and fat content in food, and dieting. Often starving themselves, people with anorexia see themselves as being overweight despite being dangerously thin. On the other hand, individuals who suffer from bulimia nervosa go through cycles of binging followed by vomiting, laxative abuse, extreme exercise, or going without food for periods of time in order to compensate for overeating. Like people with bulimia nervosa, those with binge eating disorder eat extremely large portions of food in one meal. The difference is that binge eaters don't rid their bodies of the extra calories. The exact cause of eating disorders remains unknown. However, researchers believe certain factors, such as genetics, stress, social pressure, and a history of anxiety or depression, put people at risk of developing eating disorders.
Okay, guys, we're going to start with day one of our psychology unit talking about eating disorders. We're setting the scene here in the first paragraph. We've got a girl named Alicia. She skips breakfast, not because she has no appetite, or not because she's late or pressed for time. We often say that, I'm pressed for time, which means you have no spare time. You must hurry. But because she thinks, well, I'll just eat one less meal a day because that means fewer calories that I have to worry about. So this is probably her routine. You know, she gets up in the morning, skips breakfast. I don't eat breakfast, but it's no big deal, guys. In fact, they've now decided that it's better for you if you don't eat all day long because of the insulin in our bodies. But that's another program. Here, she's doing something to avoid getting fat or gaining weight. A lot of these girls with these eating disorders, especially bulimia and anorexia, they're really thin.
They do. So, indeed, this is an example here of a girl or woman named Alicia. She skips breakfast. She has, well, it's not because she has no appetite, which means she probably is hungry.
Yeah.
And it's not because she's in a hurry, not because she's pressed for time. Oh, I'm late. I've got to catch the bus. I got to get to work. I got to punch in or the boss is going to be mad. No, it just means she has fewer calories to worry about. Remember here, calories, that is a countable noun, so we use the word fewer calories, less time, fewer calories.
Good.
And for dinner, she drinks diet soda to calm her hunger.
Wow.
Wow, that's a pretty nutritious dinner there. Diet soda, diet pop, you could also call it that.
Uh-huh.
And that could be anything, Diet Coke or Coke Zero. I think Pepsi has Pepsi Light or something.
Probably
like that.
Probably something with caffeine, though, to keep her going.
Still, there's caffeine in a lot of those beverages, carbonated beverages. And that's what she has for dinner. Now, Alicia, what's going on with her? Well, she is obsessed with her weight, making certain her 170-centimeter frame does not weigh over 40 kilograms.
Wow.
First of all, let's talk about this word obsessed. And if you're obsessed with something, that means you are totally thinking about that thing. You can't think about anything else. You might be obsessed with baseball, for example, like Stephanie is during the summertime, especially when the Yankees are doing well.
Yeah.
She's obsessed with it. Of course, when they're not doing so well, that's the farthest thing from her mind. But in any case here, this particular case for Alicia, she's obsessed with her weight. And remember, the phrase we often use is to be obsessed with something.
Yeah, so she really is constantly thinking about her weight all the time. You notice here that she's got a pretty tall frame. That's just, you know, the shape of your body, your frame, like your bone structure, how tall, how short you are. She's very tall, actually, and she doesn't even weigh over 40 kilograms. She must look like a little skeleton walking around.
Oh, no.
And sometimes these girls actually do. They look very thin. There was an actress in La La Land, Emma Stone. She would turn sideways, and you couldn't even see her body. She was so skinny.
Oh, no.
A lot of times those actresses struggle with eating disorders because they have to be so thin. So in societies that value thinness, it's no surprise that people often worry about their weight. What's a society, do you think, Tom, that values thinness more?
There are some African societies. I'm not quite sure which ones. Africa is a huge continent. But in any case, yes, I think it's the exception and not the rule where societies actually like fat people. In most societies, the U.S., Taiwan, Japan, etc., we are obsessed with thinness. You got to be thin in order to be famous.
For some people, these concerns are taken to such extremes that they develop eating disorders and begin engaging in abnormal eating habits. If you have a concern, there's something that's bothering you. Or you could ask somebody, hey, what are you concerned about? What concerns do you have? Well, some people, they are very concerned about their weight. And so what happens is they take eating and their diet to an extreme, like an extreme sport, will put you in danger. You're at risk. Well, if you take your diet and your eating to an extreme, you're putting your body and your health at risk as well. So you can take something to an extreme. Some people are really big fans. Tom was talking about how I like the Yankees. Some people take it to an extreme, and that's all they do.
Well, back in college, of course, I knew some hippies.
Yeah.
Who took their love of the Grateful Dead to extremes. They would travel around with them, going to all their concerts. I have no idea where they made their money to do this, but they took it to an extreme. That's the only thing they thought about it. We could say that these hippies were obsessed with the Grateful Dead.
I wanted to mention, guys, notice here, both of us used take something to an extreme.
Mm.
Or you can also use a plural, taken, something is taken to extremes. I tend to use the singular form more. Both are correct. So if you take something to an extreme, especially your diet, you might begin engaging in or participating in abnormal eating habits. If something's abnormal, it's not normal. That's what that ab means, not. So if you engage in, you can engage in a conversation with people. You can engage in, you know, a new sport, a new hobby. It's something that you're participating in.
You could be engaging in drinking on the weekend. Of course, if you've had a very busy week or something, we don't condone the consumption of alcohol in this program. But some people do this, especially in Korea. I guess they drink like fish there.
Yeah, they love to drink there.
They love their alcohol there. They engage in beer drinking on weekends. Yeah, they work hard up there. I don't blame them. But in any case,
they just passed a law. Did you see that?
No.
The maximum hours that you can work now in Korea is 52 a week, not 40.
Or is that Japan?
It's Korea.
Is it Korea?
It is Korea.
Okay, yeah. Great. Yes, they work very hard there. They're under a lot of stress there. But in any case, we're not really talking about Korea. Although, I do suspect that eating disorders are common in Korea as well. And I think they're probably common here in Taiwan. So, yes, if you're suffering from some kind of eating disorder, you might engage in abnormal eating habits. Abnormal just means not normal, things that people usually don't do. And hey, we're going to continue talking about this subject in just a couple of seconds, but right now we're going to take a break. But please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jenny. 今天我们要看的是第四单元。好，这个文章呢，要谈的是跟饮食有关，但是是谈饮食上面一种不正常的现象。我们先看文章呢，一开始就提到这个人呢是 Alicia。Alicia 呢，她早餐是不吃的，但是呢，倒不是因为她吃不下、没胃口、没时间，而是因为她不想吃那么多，她觉得卡路里少一点对她比较好。那这边看到的句构上是一个 not A but B， 不过我们知道 not but 不是什么而是什么，这前后两个呢通常一种平行对照的关系。所以说这边前面谈的是原因 A， 后面是原因 B， 不是第一个原因而是第二个原因，都用到 because 在接子句，这个结构要特别的注意。那我们再看，同样 Alicia 她当然基本上她的饮食并不正常，她对体重非常的计较，她不想吃太多。那这个人到底是什么状况呢？其实就是我们今天文章的主题。我们这个社会里面大家都想要瘦，都担心自己体重过重，这一点都不让人意外。所以看到这个句型 It's no surprise that blah blah blah， 什么事情一点都不令人意外。那我们就来看看有些人他其实已经到了某一种极端的现象， To such extremes that， 注意到 such that 有一种因果关系，是到这样的程度以至于怎么样。当然我们知道 such 后面接的是名词， extreme 当然代表极端，有时候我们会说 to an extreme 是到什么样的极端，但是这里such extreme， 因为 extreme 是一个名词，所以你用 such， 然后后面再加 that， 这个因果关系表示说是到了这样的极端，以至于呢有了饮食的障碍。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Okay, welcome back, guys. We're talking about eating disorders, some of the dangers of eating disorders. We're going to actually talk about three different eating disorders. The two that are most famous, most popular, I would say, is anorexia, which just means you cut your eating down to almost nothing. And then bulimia, you go ahead and eat, and immediately after you eat, you go into a bathroom and you try to throw your food up, you vomit it up. If you put your finger into your mouth and, you know, kind of gag yourself, it'll come up. But we're also going to be talking about binging, which is another eating disorder, but instead of making you thin, you get very heavy quickly. So when we went to break, we were talking about how there are quite a few people engaging in these weird or abnormal eating habits. An estimated 30 million Americans suffer from eating disorders at some point in their lives. I think it's because we see these skinny, beautiful people on the screen, either in movies, TV, magazines. Some of them, really, they've been photoshopped. They're not even as beautiful as they appear. But people want to achieve that sort of beauty in their lives, so they do things that are crazy, like changing their diet.
Right, so 30 million Americans suffer from this. Of course, the United States has, what, about 300 million people?
More, yeah.
325 or something like that. So that's about, what, 10% of the population there. So that's quite a bit there.
Yeah.
So lots of Americans suffer from eating disorders at some point in their lives, and such disorders or these disorders can affect people of any age, young or old, any sex, gender, male, female, any race, white, black, Asian, whatever, or any social class, okay, working class, rich, poor, et cetera, et cetera.
True.
Anybody can suffer from this ailment, from this disorder. Now, moving on to the next paragraph here, it says, there are three major types of eating disorders, as we've mentioned before. Anorexia nervosa, that's one. Bulimia nervosa, that's two. And binge eating disorder, that's three. So again, anorexia nervosa, sometimes just referred to as anorexia.
Right.
And we've got bulimia nervosa, sometimes referred to just as bulimia. And then we've got binge eating disorder. There's three of them, three major types. There are probably some other ones, but these are the three main ones.
That's right. So people with anorexia nervosa have an intense fear of gaining weight and therefore are completely consumed with their weight, the calories and fat content in food and dieting. If you have an intense fear or anything that's intense, it's an extreme amount. So if you like intense exercise, you're probably really pushing your body hard, sweating a lot. That's intense. And intense fear, these folks really...do look in a mirror and they see themselves as being fat. It actually affects their minds. It's not just that they want to lose a few pounds. They look in the mirror and they see themselves as kind of a fat person. Karen Carpenter, for example, was told by people in the music industry that she was too heavy. And when she first started out, she was a little chubby, I would say. But what happened is she became so focused on losing weight that it got to be a big problem. And they didn't know much about anorexia back then, before they could really help her, she had passed away. So you have this intense fear of gaining weight, and you're consumed. If you're consumed with something, that's the same as saying you're obsessed with something. He's consumed with video games, or he's consumed with constantly going out and playing with his friends and not doing his homework.
Or you could be consumed with rage, consumed with anger, if you're really mad at somebody. So indeed, that's some qualities of people with anorexia nervosa. They have this intense, strong fear of getting heavy, and they're totally obsessed with their weight, consumed with their weight, the calories and fat content in food. And they're also obsessed with dieting. So, yes, they'll probably check the packages of food they purchase in the supermarket. Gee, how many grams of fat are in this particular food? So that's the content of something. Content, of course, just refers to what something contains, the fat content of food, the nutritional content of food, for example. And they're, of course, also concerned with dieting, controlling the food that they eat. Now, often starving themselves, people with anorexia or anorexia nervosa see themselves as being overweight despite being dangerously thin. So, yes, even though they are starving themselves, they're not letting themselves eat. And starving, of course, means you have intense hunger because you haven't had enough to eat, especially when it's, what, about 11:30 or something like that, and it's getting close to lunchtime.
Oh,
I'm starving.
So hungry.
I gotta eat something. I'm starving.
Totally.
So in this particular case, though, starving is being used as a verb to starve yourself, which means to deny yourself food. Just don't eat, even when you're hungry. So they see themselves as overweight, even though they're starving themselves. And this is even though they are really, really thin. And you can talk to them until you're blue in the face. Tell them, gee, you are so skinny. You need to eat something. It will go in one ear and out the other. They won't hear a thing you're saying.
Yeah, their minds have convinced them that they are fat. That's why it's an eating disorder that's actually cured or treated with therapy, with a psychologist or a psychiatrist, because they have to actually...teach their minds to not see themselves as fat. It's kind of scary. We've got the anorexia on one hand. On the other hand, who do we have? We have individuals or people who suffer from bulimia nervosa, and they go through cycles of binging, followed by vomiting, laxative abuse, extreme exercise, or going without food for periods of time in order to compensate for overeating. So these folks really do love to eat. They just don't want the after effects of eating fattening foods. So they'll let that food go down, they'll taste it, it feels great, but then they immediately will go to the bathroom and throw it all up.
Ooh.
So it's kind of like they enjoyed eating for a bit, but then they don't, you know, have the results of being fat. But it's a terrible thing to your body. It can really ruin your throat because, you know, when you throw up, it's very acid. So it's difficult on your body. You can ruin your body forever. Vomiting means to throw up. Laxatives are, it's a type of medicine that you take that helps you go to the bathroom more easily. It kind of gives you diarrhea instead of being the opposite of having diarrhea would be constipated. So they take laxatives. My friend would take water pills, which would take all the water from her body. That was a way of losing some weight. Extreme exercise. I know that there was an actress, I won't mention her name, that had a problem with this, and she would get on the treadmill and just run all day.
All day, huh?
She was really scary thin, but she was a popular actress, and she felt like she was fat, so that's what she did. Or going without food for long periods of time because maybe the day before you ate 5 pizzas and a gallon of ice cream.
So that's, I guess, an example of people who suffer from bulimia nervosa. So they have eating binges, and then, of course, they have extreme behavior, exercising and stuff like that. They do this to compensate for overeating. That means to balance things out.
Make it up, yeah.
Indeed. Now, like people with bulimia nervosa, those with binge eating disorder eat extremely large portions of food in one meal. Okay, so again, this is what those who do binge eating, they eat a lot of food in one meal, but the difference is that binge eaters don't rid their bodies of the extra calories. They just keep on eating. So there you go. Those are the three major types of eating disorders. Now, here in the following paragraph, it says, the exact cause of eating disorders remains unknown. We really don't know exactly what causes these problems. However, researchers believe certain factors, such as genetics, stress, social pressure, and a history of anxiety or depression, put people at risk of developing eating disorders. So these are certain factors, certain things that influence something, certain factors. What were the factors that influenced your decision to come to Taiwan, for example? Well, I wanted to study Chinese. I wanted to teach English. I wanted to travel in Asia. Those are some factors that influenced my decision.
Yeah, it could be things like genetics, you know, your DNA, stress. Maybe you have a lot of stress in your life. Social pressure, friends and relatives are giving you pressure. If someone puts pressure on you, they're kind of forcing you to do something that you don't want to do. Maybe there's physical pressure on you. So they have a lot of social pressure. Maybe they spend too much time on Facebook. And a history of anxiety, getting very, you know, anxious, not calm and peaceful inside. Or depression. So these are some of the things, the factors that put people at the risk of developing an eating disorder. If any of this sounds like you, talk to your parents, get some help quickly because you can correct this. Right now, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher one more time.
那我们继续来看，说到饮食上的问题，这边呢说到有大概3000万人，他们呢在生命某个阶段里面都有这样的问题。好，我们注意到的是 some 这个字，我们知道 some 有时候代表一些，可是这句话里面 at some point in their lives。这个 some 是某一个，也就是 a certain point， 在某一个阶段里有这样的状况。不管你是什么样的年纪、什么样的性别，或是种族，或是社会阶级，都可能发生。我们就来看看，到底这种饮食障碍或是饮食不正常的问题有哪些类型。这边提到3种不同的类型，这些词汇可能不是平常我们用的英文字，所以大概要知道。第一个提到的是 anorexia， anorexia 这个字大概是一个通称，但是这边说到 anorexia nervosa， 我们可以说它是神经性的厌食症。还有一种呢是暴食，是心因性的暴食症，这边用到的字 bulimia nervosa。 再来第三种就是 binge eating， binge eating， binge 本来就是过度的吃，换句话说是一种狂食症，吃的太多，一下子吃很多。那我们就来稍微解释看一下他们的症状，就从第一个谈起。第一个呢，谈到厌食症，当然他满脑子想的都是体重，所以呢就会一直挨饿，不想吃东西，即使很瘦还是认为自己超重。那这边注意到的是一个片语，说到这样子的人，有厌食症的人，他们是怎么样的？ Are completely consumed with. 我们知道 consume 是消费、消耗，可是当你说一个人呢、是 completely consumed with， 就表示相当于 obsessed 这个字。They are obsessed with. 他脑筋里面想的都是这样的事。他可以说 completely controlled by something， 完全被吞噬了，被占据了。所以想的是体重问题。那再来看第二种类型，第二种病呢，他说这个是暴食症，提到 bulimia 这种暴食症呢，它基本上也是会一次吃很多。好，所以用到 binging， binging 这个字也很有趣，因为我们看到它是 binge， 可是 binging 你加 ing 的时候，这个尾巴的 e 是要保留的，其实理由跟发音有关。我们知道有的时候如果发音你如果去掉了 e 再加 ing， 可能就会念错了，所以我们让 e 保留，这样子念起来就不会把发音尾巴的 j 这个音念错。好，我们再看，那当然说到这样子吃了很多以后，又把它想办法吐出来，甚至用泻药或是激烈的运动来补偿，这样子呢好像过时的东西再让它消失掉。所以这里有一个重要的句型 in order to 是代表为了达到什么目的，至于后面的 compensate 它表示补偿，但是你是为了什么去补偿，加一个 for 后面的 overeating， 让你之前的过食为这个来补偿。下面这一段当然就是提到最后这种狂食症的人，那狂食症有一点不同，就是他是没有去把这些吃进去的东西再把它甩掉，所以看到这里一个动词 red 本来就是移除、去掉， rid A of B 就是把 A 里面的 B 给去掉。好，我们今天讲解就到这边，我们下次见。
Okay, everybody, that brings us to the end of our program. Please join us again next time when we continue to talk about eating disorders. Until then, my name is Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
See ya.